1. The man appeared in the doorway of my studio unannounced, a brown paper package tucked under his arm. He was younger than he had sounded on the phone, 30 at the most, with dark, wavy hair, mottled skin, and a narrow caterpillar of a mustache along his upper lip. "Miranda Miller," he asked in what sounded like a thick Long Island accent. "Jimmy Smith, we spoke this morning?" I was elbow deep in plaster and not in a position to shake hands, so I just smiled and told him to come on in. Ready for a break, I extricated myself from my project and rinsed off my arms and hands at the utility sink. I usually didn't see private clients, but he had been so persistent over the phone, and he had dropped enough important names, names of people who funded some of our grants, that I had made an exception. Now that he had unwrapped the picture and was holding it up, however, I was sorry I had relented. Even from a distance, I could see I would be wasting my time, not to mention his money. "Tell me again where you got this painting?" I asked as I slipped on a pair of handling gloves.
"At a flea market in the East Village. Only $200. I'm thinking it was a real steal."
I crossed the room, noticing as I got closer that the top of the man's head barely came to my nose. At 5'9", I was tall for a woman, but next to this guy, I felt like an Amazon. I took the painting from him and turned around to lean on the deep windowsill, the late morning sunlight warming my shoulders. The painting in question was an 11x14 canvas framed in mahogany, a poorly done oil of a busy village market scene. The piece wasn't nearly as dirty as he had described, just a bit dusty, especially around the edges. I'd be happy to clean it up for him, but it didn't seem to need any restoration, and I wasn't going to charge him for my trouble. He'd already paid more than enough to get it, many times more than it was worth.
"So, what you think?" he asked.
"Looks like it just needs a little cleaning," I replied, as I stood and carried it over to the work area. "No soot or stains or mildew, just dust, and not even old dust. It doesn't need restoration. I believe you could easily have taken care of this yourself."
"I mean about the picture."
I glanced at his eager face, hesitant to be the bearer of bad news.
"I'm not an estimator," I hedged, "just a restorer."
I flipped on the light box and set the painting down on top of it. With the beam projecting through the image, I quickly scanned the canvas for irregularities. Satisfied that there were none, I turned off the box, moved the piece to my work table, and clicked on the lamps there.
"You have surely had experience with enough fine art to know a good piece when you see one,"
he said.
"So at 200, was this a steal or what?"
Or what, I thought, as I scanned the canvas again for problems, this time with overhead and directional lighting. Finding no real issues, I flipped the picture so that it was face down and extracted a soft watercolor brush from the tool bucket nearby. Again, I'm no estimator, but steal might be the right word for it.
"I thought so."
"Unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, you were probably the one who was robbed." Hoping my words weren't too harsh, I pulled the GenVac hose from the wall and clicked on the machine with my foot. It sprang to life with a low humming noise, the suction through the flannel-covered hose just strong enough to gently draw away the dust I was loosening with the brush. When I finished cleaning the back, I carefully flipped the painting over, glancing at the man's face as I did so. I was surprised to see that he didn't seem disappointed or upset by my bad news. In fact, he looked just as enthusiastic and intrigued as before. The guy was probably rich, considering the names he'd dropped on the phone, not to mention the huge gemstone in the ring that adorned his pinky. Perhaps he regularly used C-notes as kindling or tissues or something, in which case a couple hundred tossed away on a piece of junk at a flea market was no big deal.
"Valuable or not, it's a nice scene, don't you think?"
"Hmm," I mumbled, trying to avoid the question. "This will just take a minute." I gave the piece my full attention as I worked my way from the top down, brushing the dust loose with the brush and then sucking away that dust through the special hose. I liked silence to concentrate, and I was used to working alone. But my guest turned out to be a regular chatterbox, asking questions about the frame, the paint, the artist.
I would have thought he was just making conversation if he hadn't been so eager about the whole thing, nervously crinkling the brown paper wrapping he still held clutched in his hands.